This is Scott Spears, and it has come, election night 2025, and we're kicking off our live election coverage tonight with somebody we have not talked to on the program in quite a while. He was a regular on the program for 16 years as one of the longest-serving mayors in Marion history. What a great pleasure it is to welcome back to these microphones, kicking off our election coverage tonight, Mayor Scott Schertzer. Mayor Schertzer, how are you?
Hey, good to be with you. I'm great. Thank you so much. And you know what? Every time the election rolls around, I can tell you that Scott Spears and company have the best and most reliable election results for Marion.
Well, Mayor Schertzer, we spent many an election night together here in Marion, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep.
Want to start off here, before we get to tonight's election in Marion and beyond, we've had a bit of news here in Marion. I don't know if you've kept up on this, but October 28th, Mayor Bill Collins read a letter to City Council. It's a very short letter. I'm going to read it here in case the audience hasn't heard this. It was "Attention David Thompson, Auditor of State. Dear Mr. Thompson, due to inaccuracies in our current financial system as of September 30th, 2025, the inaccuracies being the result of the ongoing failure to properly complete the very important process of reconciliation, the true and accurate bank-to-book balances remain uncertain. As a direct result, several funds appear to have deficit balances, which, if accurate, could be determined to be significant. As a result, the City of Marion would like to formally request a fiscal caution analysis and projection. Thank you for your consideration in this matter. Please feel free to contact us if I can be of any further assistance to you in this matter. Sincerely, Mayor Bill Collins." Mayor Schertzer, you were here for a lot of the financial crisis in Marion, the financial troubles we've had. What do you make of where we've come to this month, late October?
Well, Scott, if you go back and look at some of your historical records between you and I talking about this issue, I'm sure you'll find that I was ringing the bell back in 2020 and 21 and 22 and 23. There were some council members even at the time, two of them who are still on council, unfortunately won't be going into this next session of council in 2026. But there are those of us that rang that bell and tried to notify the public and others that there was a fiscal accountability problem with the city auditor's office starting in 2020. And I stand on that, that's all I can tell you. It's unfortunate that it has come to this. We've talked about this many times on your show when I was in my last term as mayor of the city of Marion, my hometown, your hometown, and many others. It's just sad, and hopefully that they can get this resolved and have better accountability for the finances of the city of Marion.
Mayor Schertzer, one line of this letter seemed to upset people possibly the most. As a direct result, several funds appear to have deficit balances, which, if accurate, could be determined to be significant. Over the last couple years since you have left, some new positions have been created in Marion. Money's been spent on things that wasn't spent on when you were mayor. How could the mayor not know that this was on the horizon, or is it possible that he wouldn't know this?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that is a question for the current mayor. I'm sorry to hear that. I really, honestly, I don't know what has transpired since I left office on December 31st of 2023, but certainly the warning signals were there, and again, there were some of us in office prior to me leaving that made this known to the public and to city council. Unfortunately, it fell on deaf ears. You and I believe, had a discussion on record before I left office, and people wanted to know why the mayor didn't just fire the auditor. It's very important to understand the Ohio Constitution in regards to statutory cities in the state of Ohio, where the mayor is not the boss of another elected official. The voters are. The voters kept returning, unfortunately, people who did not know how to do their jobs. And that is a problem. And I think, unfortunately, the crows are coming home to roost.
One more thing on this, and then I want to get to tonight's election. When this story was posted, there was a lot of bad press coming toward Mayor Collins and his administration. And the head of the financial committee, Twyla Lang, 4th Ward City Councilwoman, put a statement out and said, "You realize you are talking about the administration that preceded us. Mayor Collins and his current council inherited this mess. We are trying to fix it." What do you say to that?
Well, I think we need to be very clear in defining what administration. If they're talking about administrations of city auditors and the current administration in the city auditor's office, I definitely agree with that. But I, again, was letting people know that there was a problem with fiscal accountability in two previous administrations. Well, I say one previous administration and current auditor's administration. Let's not mix the mayor's administration with the auditor's administration.
Want to talk about Charter City. This came up during your tenure as mayor. Didn't get very far. Tonight in Marion, we vote to become a charter city. This is precipitated by the auditor and the treasurer, the reason given by council and to council for putting this on the ballot was that these positions need to be paid more money, these positions need to have qualifications, they need to be taken out of the hands of the voter. Do you think Marion should be voting on this, and do you think this is a good idea?
Well, it's unfortunate that we have gotten, when I say we, the city that I once represented for 25 years as a councilman and a mayor, it's unfortunate that they've gotten to this stage of the process. This is what happens when unqualified people run for positions that they have no business doing. And it's we'll have to wait and see what happens when the polls close and the votes are counted. Whether there is a charter commission installed in place to write that charter. The problem is with both political parties in the city of Marion that have recruited no candidates to run for office, my political party, and B, bad candidates from the other political party. The party that has started this is the Republican Party, who recruited former city auditor Robert Landon to be in that position. And then when Robert resigned because he didn't know what he was doing, they also installed another person by appointing Miranda McGinnis into that position. Now, I know Miranda, or I believe Miranda, ran as an independent, but the Democratic Party had no opposition against her. So there's where we are today. So maybe it is time for the voters of my hometown, your hometown, to look at a charter to resolve some of these issues. I hope they can come up with a charter, if that's what the voters want, that actually install people that know how to do the job.
We've got about 6 minutes left here, and it's interesting you bring up former auditor Robert Landon. We were together on air during his entire tenure as auditor. I believe you called for his resignation first on my program, and we just gave the reason given for why City Council has decided to put Charter City on the ballot tonight. One of the people running for the Charter Commission, lo and behold, is former auditor Robert Landon. What do you make of that?
I think it's a sad day for my hometown when the person that created the problem that the city is facing right now with financial accountability wants to come in as a member of the Charter Commission to fix the problem that he created. That's sad, very sad, and I'm sorry to see that happen, and I hope it doesn't.
Just to touch on Robert for one more second, because there has been some news, I guess we should say, or some information put out as of late, that maybe this didn't begin with Robert. Maybe this began back in 2008, or maybe even prior to that. As somebody who can speak firsthand to this, yourself, you were there as a city council person and the mayor. Where did this problem start, and did it start prior to Robert Landon?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it started with Robert Landon. It did not start prior to that. There are always challenges involved in municipal financing, but when it comes to Bob Cramer and Kelly Carr, I never had to second guess the information that was provided to me as a councilman or as a mayor. They had a firm handle on the city's financial accountability. Audits were being completed in a timely manner, and audits were read to council in the meetings that were held prior to an audit by the state of Ohio. This is exactly why local governments are audited annually, to make sure that there is fiscal accountability. And apparently during the two administrations following Carr's, that accountability did not exist. It was very hard for me to negotiate bargaining contracts when the auditor couldn't tell me what a starting point might be when you go into those negotiations. Prior to that, I relied heavily on the Carr administration to work hand in hand with them as my team negotiated bargaining contracts. When it came to starting the budget process, the auditor gave out a projected revenue for the next year based on previous revenues that had already been collected. I never received a projected revenue from the auditors when the administration changed in 2020.
Mayor Schertzer, got about 3 minutes left here and a couple questions. Also running for Charter Commission tonight, Mayor Collins, Law Director Mark Russell, Police Chief Jay McDonald, and some other people who have been involved in government in the past. Do you think this is a good idea to have this group of people on the Charter Commission when their futures might be impacted by it?
Well, look, I hope whoever the Charter Commission turns out to be by the voters of Marion, if that's their wishes to move forward with that charter, I hope they all have good intentions in creating a charter that is amenable to Marion and the Marion community. I don't know if it's a good idea. I just know that as mayor, when we had a kind of an expert come from the Ohio Municipal League, he strongly recommended that elected officials not serve on the Charter Commission. And I think that they should have probably have followed that recommendation. I don't believe there's a law that says they can't. Obviously, they're running. I just hope they come up with a charter that works, if that's what the voters of the city of Marion wish to do.
Mayor Schertzer, I got to ask you, when you would appear at the League of Women Voters event every year, or every 4 years when you were running for mayor, people would ask you, are you running for something else? You ran as lieutenant governor during your term as mayor. You ran as treasurer at the end of your term as mayor. 2026, it looks like Amy Acton is doing very well in the polls. Democrats seem to be up here in Ohio. Fundraising is going well. A year from now, 2026, will Scott Schertzer's name be on the ballot in Ohio? You had to know it was coming.
I had a great time, and it was an honor to serve as mayor and council member of my hometown. It's a very important part of my life and my family's life, as I did that for 25 years between the two positions. I am having a great time helping other candidates get elected or stay in office right now. And in fact, in just a few minutes, I'm going to be going out with one of the candidates that I am working with. He's not on the ballot this year, but he will be next year. He is an incumbent, so I'd like to work on getting him reelected, and I think that's what's important right now as the candidates that I work with, bringing some of the knowledge that I have had as a municipal elected official and a candidate for statewide office.
With 30 seconds left to go, is there any chance, a little crack in the door, that you would run for anything statewide?
Well, you know what? You never say never, Scott.
Well, you never...
You may be on national TV calling elections someday.
You never know. Mayor Scott Schertzer, it is a pleasure to talk with you again. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes to kick off our election coverage tonight.
Always good to be with you, Scott, and give my best to my friends back in Marion, my hometown.
Thank you, Mayor Schertzer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.